morning madhouse. I was 98. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shark and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock.
Yeah, morning,
man, house, don't stop.
It don't stop, man. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is another Larry in the morning, madhouse. 64 degrees, a little light haze out there this morning. 79 degrees is the high for the day, and return to some sunshine later on in the morning, man. By 11:30, 12 o'clock, we're going to get some sunshine. It's going to be sunshine and clouds today. Good news is most of the rain is all the way out of the forecast until like Friday. So enjoy today, man. Damn near 80 today. We're going to enjoy it. 64 degrees, and in the madhouse. How's with me this morning? Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, welcome to Tuesday. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling wonderful. Terrific Tuesday. Let's do it. What how you doing?
Well, I'm good. What you did for it yesterday?
Oh, you know, just the same old, just tired working. That's it.
That's what it is. I was out here in these streets yesterday, man. Big shout out to Block Love Charlotte was out here feeding these people. Other than that, man, I just sat and got some work done, and then late last night we went out. My big homie Murph's birthday is actually today. Happy birthday, Big Murph!
Happy birthday, Murph!
So we was out last night in First and Gold. I don't know if you ever checked out First and Gold out there in University. It's a black owned spot, a black owned restaurant and bar. We was out there last night. They got this, you know, the little basketball game they have in places. Mm-hmm. They got one that's a little different. So you get 3 rounds to shoot. So we was all out there playing that, and they were shooting pool. But it was a good night. Watched the game last night. Watched the New Orleans Football Saints take on the Chargers last night. And yeah, New Orleans pulled that thing out in overtime. So it was a long game because it went to overtime. So when I checked that out last night, kicked it with the folk. Yeah, so Tuesday, we up here, we up in it, and ready to get to it inside the madhouse. Coming up inside the madhouse, your chance to win tickets for the Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. Got tickets for that. And it's Nightmare Carolina. It's Nightmare in Carolina. We got a family four-pack. If you like haunted houses and haunted trails, you definitely need to go check this one out. This one is off the chain, put on by Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment up in Cleveland, North Carolina. I'm telling you right now. For all y'all scary folk out there who like haunted houses and haunted trails, this is the one you need to go to this year. With Scary Winds being closed down this year, this one is it. It's outside. They also got a big movie projector screen. You can go out there and check it out. And they got the food trucks and everything. So it's dope. We actually went and checked it out last Thursday, right?
Yeah.
It was dope. Mm-hmm. You had a good time?
I did. I'm not the biggest fan of being scared.
Yeah.
But it's definitely fun. I would encourage, like, your whole family.
Yeah.
Like, bring you, it's a family fun type thing. So, yeah, we had fun out there.
Yeah, so go out there and check it out. As a matter of fact, we got new tickets coming up for you inside of Black Smart, a family full pack for you to check that out. All right, let's get it started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning. And it's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and here's your morning inspiration. Was there ever a time when you talked about the Lord and it filled your heart with delight? Prayer was exciting and you couldn't wait to spend time with God? The highlight of your week was sharing your faith with someone? And your devotion to Christ was consistent, fulfilling, and enriching. But now you feel distant. Well, what's happened? Maybe the fast-paced life has gotten to you. Maybe the busyness of the day has taken you away from God. You know, distance from God is a frightening thing. Because you don't even know that it's happening. Understand this. God will not accelerate his pace to catch up with ours. We need to slow down in order to get back in step with him. Remember, God can't fit into the framework of our complicated lives. We must put him first and keep him first. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your Morning Inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I...
Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, that WAP right there. I guess that WAP brought that Rolls Royce for Cardi B's birthday, because Offset Show dropped off that Rolls Royce. And yeah, got him some hugs and kisses for dropping that Rolls Royce off Cardi B's birthday as they partied it up in Las Vegas. Salute to everybody who's out there in Vegas watching the Offset Cardi. I would call it a reunion, but it really wasn't a reunion. But happy birthday, happy belated birthday to Cardi B. Rolls Royce got dropped off by Offset. Jessica, let me ask you, if you was about to divorce somebody, they dropped off a Rolls Royce for your birthday, would you reconsider the divorce?
I don't know. I'd have to be in that situation.
Like, if you was about to break up with somebody.
Just because of a Rolls Royce. Probably not. I mean, it's going to have to come along with... I'm sure that there's more that comes along with it than just a Rolls Royce.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, Rolls Royce is... You know what I mean? That's a pretty nice gift, though, for your birthday.
But you also can't forget what led you to want to go to get a divorce. And a Rolls Royce doesn't fix that.
That's true. Well, would it fix it for the night? Because it looked like it fixed it for the night, according to the pictures and the videos.
But that wasn't your question.
I know. I'm
your
just saying. I'm rearranging. I'm rearranging it now. Will it fix it for the night? Will it fix it for the night? No.
I guess so. I mean,
it looked like it fixed it for the night. Did it look like it fixed it for the night for you? When you saw her and Offset together in the videos?
I don't
and everything?
Think that it fixed anything.
Okay.
I don't think that the Rolls Royce fixed anything. Because the problems that Cardi, according to Cardi, she was sick of the arguments.
Yeah.
You know, so a Rolls Royce doesn't fix arguments.
We ain't gonna argue tonight when I done dropped this $400,000
I mean,
on this
thank
car.
Thank you. We'll celebrate and everything else like that.
We gonna
but
celebrate
does it fix the problems? No. It does. It absolutely does.
It'll make you feel a little better, though, right? It will make you feel a little better.
Of course.
Okay. I'm just checking. Nelly Valeria in the Morning Madhouse, 607, 7 minutes out at 6 o'clock. It is time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who. All right, Madhouse Nation, it's time for you to check in and join in on the Madhouse question of the day. Today, we want to know, y'all still got landlines out there? You still got landlines?
Why you saying like that, though? Like it's antiquated. It is not antiquated.
Folks don't know what a landline is. So for folks that don't know what a landline is, it is an actual telephone in your house that, like, connected to the wall. Not a mobile phone.
A corded phone.
Or a cordless phone,
yeah,
but
cordless.
Not your mobile phone.
Yeah, a landline. Like, you got to plug it into the wall at your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a landline.
I don't know what that is, Larry.
You're right, and I have one. I still have one because it comes with my Spectrum package. Not a shameless plug. It's just the truth. It comes with my Spectrum package, so yes, I still have a landline, and it rarely rings. It used to ring all the time, but now it rarely rings. So, like, I guess nobody calls the landline phone, but they still ask for your home phone on applications and stuff. Like, for applications and stuff, they still ask for your home phone if you have one. I mean, of course, they got the mobile phone box on there, too, but they still ask if you have a home phone. But, yeah, to answer your question, yes, I still have one, and sometimes I forget. And I'm like, okay, like, if I had to do something on my cell phone, I'd be like, oh, my God, how am I going to do it? But then I go get my landline phone, and I do what I need to do.
No.
You don't have one? It didn't come with your package? Like, you don't have a package? But you don't have, you opted out?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I went looking in my house the other day because I was going through a box and I actually found my old cordless phone.
Yeah.
I had a really, really dope cordless phone.
Yeah.
It was red. It was really, really. As a matter of fact, one day I walked out of the house thinking that it was my cell phone. That's how little it was. It was real cute. But I found it and I was like, where are the cords to hook this up? I don't even have connections in my house. If they're in there, I can't find it.
You talking about the wall?
Yeah.
You don't have the plugs on the wall?
I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
It's usually one in the kitchen.
It's not in the kitchen.
Or close to the kitchen.
It's not. I looked all over.
Every home
I purposely went and looked for it.
You should try
to find it. And mm-hmm. I was like, dang, I don't know where. It might, I don't know where. But yeah, I went and looked for it and I can't find it. Now my parents, they still have a landline.
Yeah.
My brother and my sister have a landline. I don't know why, because they can't even find their landline phone. They can't even find their phone for it. It's horrible. They have, that phone has been missing for years.
Why don't they just buy another one?
And they're quick to give out their landline number.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are y'all giving that number out? It ain't like y'all answer it, because y'all can't. And then they'll go, we can't find the phone. Well, stop giving the number out then.
Or go buy another one. I just want to go buy another one.
Because they don't use it. They use their cell phones. Everybody in their household has their cell phone.
So what happens if these cell towers go down? Which did happen during 9/11. What happens if your cell towers go down?
At that point, I mean, y'all gonna be smoke signals
and telegraphs.
You know? We just gotta figure out life when it happens, but...
To answer your question, yes, I still have a landline. And I tell you, because I turn my cell phone off at night to charge it properly. So I tell people, like, if you need me for an emergency, call to the house.
I have a, I set it so that only certain people can reach me at night. Mm. But, nope.
All right, how do we tap in on this Madhouse question?
Hit us up on Instagram at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 90.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
Being that he didn't get much court time this season, L.A. Laker fans might not immediately recognize Quinn Cook, but you would at least think his teammates would. However, that wasn't the case on Sunday. After the Lakers finished celebrating their 17th championship victory over the Heat, they all piled onto the team bus and drove away, leaving Cook behind.
Damn.
After failing to reach any of his teammates by phone, the point guard joined an Instagram live chat with J.R. Smith and asked him to tell the bus driver to make a U-turn to turn around and pick him up.
Oh, that's them.
The bus returned to the stadium to retrieve the abandoned play. Now, he was upset, and he later tweeted, I gotta walk back after I went ring WTF. Damn, Lakers. How y'all gonna leave your teammates? Sound like y'all need a buddy. Y'all gotta have a buddy system on the bus. That's messed up.
Ain't nobody know. No, Quinn Cook, don't nobody know you, bro.
Don't nobody know Quinn Cook.
I think this is actually his third or fourth ring. I know this is at least his third ring because he won with the Golden State Warriors when he was in Golden State. So.
Don't nobody know you, Quinn Cook.
Damn, Quinn Cook. Damn, big dog. Damn.
So embarrassing. And you got to get on Instagram live and tell her, hey, yo, send the bus back.
Send the
for
bus
me.
Back. But my question is, how did you get left, big dog? What were you doing? How's everybody else on the bus but you? What were you doing, Quinn? You are not important. You ain't doing no interviews. You ain't out there talking to the media, Quinn. What were you doing to get left? I got questions,
listen,
Jessica.
When we used to get on the bus as kids, we did a countdown. One, two, everybody remember your number. Or we all had a buddy, and you would go, my buddy's not here.
Hold on. My buddy's not here.
Quinn Cook, who is your buddy?
Hey, whoever it is, they wasn't looking out for Quinn like he was looking out for them.
I'm not even mad at Quinn Cook. I'm mad at Quinn Cook's buddy. Who is your buddy?
He ain't got no damn buddy on the team.
That's so sad.
Quinn, I want to know, what was he doing? I need to talk to Quinn. Listen, Quinn, what was you doing for you to miss the bus? And why are you the only one to miss the bus?
I'd be in the back of the bus crying. Know that, Larry. I'd be in the back of the bus.
Oh, the Lakers is petty. It's LeBron's fault. It's LeBron. I'm going to do like everybody else. I'm going to blame it on LeBron. LeBron's fault.
When the bus comes back, where does Quinn sit? Does he have to sit in the front with the coaches? Or does he have to walk by all of the team like you to walk a shame all the way to the back of the
Quinn,
bus?
Quinn, you don't even get to sit down. You got to stand up. But, you know, he could have Ubered. You win a championship.
Oh, let me tell you, if I get back to the bubble, to the hotel,
this is a good one, him.
It's going down.
Yeah, Quinn.
I feel so bad for him.
I don't feel bad, Jessica. He'll be all right.
No, you just won a whole championship in your team.
You didn't win, you? Quinn. You were just, you was a cheerleader on the team. You
what
didn't
if he
need
was
the
in the bathroom, Larry?
Oh, well, you shouldn't have been in there. You
what if he was in the bathroom?
You shouldn't have been in there.
Oh, Quinn Cook, don't nobody know you.
Don't nobody know you, damn Quinn Cook. That's a shame.
I miss Jessica the Girl.
I can't believe the Lakers did this.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
This is appalling.
So sad.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm posting pictures of Quinn Cook on our Instagram.
He actually went to Duke.
I'm posting pictures. I'm starting the hashtag No Quinn Cook so that y'all can know who he is. His music from 42 Doug Lil Baby is called We Paid here on Charlotte's Plug.
No player left behind. No player shall be left behind. It's LeBron's fault. It's like coming up inside the madhouse. We got them trending topics for y'all on this Tuesday. Jessica, you will not believe of this new insect, bug, whatever you want to call it. It's a new killer bug out there. And I'm going to tell you what, it's in your hometown. And I'm going to tell you what it is when we come up. It's inside trending topic. Find out what the new killer bug, insect, whatever you call this thing is. Coming up in trending topic Tuesday is Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Let's find out what else is trending this morning.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
Running streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
Running streets. No limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
Running streets. No limit keeps coming.
All right, trending topic Tuesday is being brought to you by our fight against breast cancer. Every October, we recognize and salute the fight against breast cancer. Show your support by wearing your Power 98 Breast Cancer Awareness face mask and t-shirt. A portion of the proceeds goes to the American Cancer Society. All you got to do is log on right now to power98fm.com to our online store, and you can get both. You can get the mask and the t-shirt. All right, trending this morning, fresh off the press. Fresh off the press this morning. Y'all know what today is, boys. That iPhone 12. iPhone 12 is slated to drop today. And you know, a lot of folks, they go out and get these phones as soon as they drop. So they, you know, a lot of the techies, I'm a techie too. I love going to get gadgets and gadgets, but it drops today for everybody who want one. The iPhone 12, if you pre-ordered, drops today. So there it is. iPhone 12 will be out today. Also trending this morning, last night in Charlotte was a deadly night. We had two homicides last night right here in the Queen City. As one took place on W.T. Harris at the corner of W.T. Harris and Old Statesville Road, and the other one took a place on Betty's Ford Road off of Dundee Street as police are investigating two homicides from last night here in Charlotte. Boys got to put these guns down. Also trending this morning, Donald Trump. You know he's always trending. What is President, your President Donald Trump, a.k.a. 45, a.k.a. the Orange Man, doing? He's been out, you know, he had got diagnosed with COVID-19, but he's been, he held an in-person rally over the weekend, and he's also back on the campaign trail, and a lot of people are telling him, man, sit down. Even though they're saying that he's tested negative for COVID the last two times he's been tested, they're still telling him, man, you need to sit down because you could still quite possibly be spreading COVID. So, Trump, sit down. Sit down. And last but not least, as promised, Miss Jessica, I told you they got a new creepy crawly bug out here. A new killer insect bug. I don't even know. What is a caterpillar? Is it an insect bug? What is it? Is it an insect? Is a caterpillar in the insect?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, they got a new killer caterpillar. It had been spotted in Houston and Florida, but now it has been spotted in Virginia. So they're telling folks, like, if you're going to Virginia, be careful because you might run into this killer caterpillar that is called a pus caterpillar.
I've seen it, and it looks disgusting.
It looked like a little small wig.
It's disgusting.
It's like a spiny caterpillar, and it's saying that this caterpillar can put its spines in you. It feels like a bee sting, and if not treated in time, it could actually kill you. We got to kill a caterpillar now in 2020? Man, if y'all don't take 2020 somewhere and just throw it away. I'm done, man. That's all that's trending this morning. A killer caterpillar.
No limit, Larry.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Story also trending this morning that wasn't on Trending Topic Tuesday. However, Miss Jessica put it in her Nosy Neighbor News quickie. You was talking about Quinn Cook of the Los Angeles Lakers and what happened with him.
They done left Quinn Cook in the arena after the championship game. They left that poor baby. And then we tried to call him and tell him, come back and get me. Y'all left me with nobody answer the phone. Y'all, he had to log on Instagram and hop in J.R. Smith's Instagram live and tell them to tell J.R. to tell the bus driver to make a U-turn. It wasn't even like he added him to the live. He's in the comments, y'all. He's in the comments and it says, make a U-turn.
Not make a U-turn. Not come back and get me. Not come back and get me. This is terrible, man. The Lakers are terrible for this.
I actually had a screenshot of it and the video of him talking to J.R. Smith. I'm about to put it up on my Instagram page right now at Hey Miss Jessica so that you all can check it out. Yes. And everybody in the comments is going, go get QC. Y'all petty too. Y'all petty too.
So the Lakers left Quinn Cook. Here, we can't make this up. Check this out.
QC. Where QC at? Yo, we left QC, bro. Hey, yo, Lake. Hey, yo, QC said, tell him to come back and get him, yo.
QC, you see, you got the fly, boy.
Then they gonna make fun of him. They gonna leave him, man, then make fun of him. I told you, don't nobody know Quinn Cook, man. Don't nobody know Quinn Cook. Then I left that man all the way in the arena. Everybody else on the bus, the coaches, the staff, everybody but Quinn Cook.
And it's worse now that they, I know that they got a nickname for him.
Wait.
They don't call him Quinn, they call him QC.
Oh, yeah, QC, yeah.
Y'all know this man. Y'all done left QC back there. Come on now, that ain't right.
Good morning. What you were saying about Quinn Cook?
Man, look, Quinn Cook is well known. He got a national championship with Duke. He got one with Golden State, and he got one with the Lakers. He's well known. Now, the team might be drunk. But he well known.
Well, they didn't know him, big bro. They didn't know him. They left his ass on in the locker room.
Hey, they was drunk, man. What you expect, man? All that champagne, man. Shoot, I would have left him too. Hey, but tell you the truth, though, what's better winning the ring and staying in the arena and just sleeping? You know what I'm saying? Just chilling.
Nah, it's time to go.
Man, I'm going to go party with my friends, man.
Hey, I blame it on LeBron. It's LeBron's fault. LeBron left him in there.
LeBron's fault. That's Lil Bro, man. Why you doing like that, man?
All right, Big Home, appreciate you.
All right, yeah.
Shout out to the Lakers, man. But damn, how y'all leave that man in the whole arena? The only one I want to know from Quinn, what was you doing, Quinn? What was you doing? Y'all know what time it is, man. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. We want to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shine from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine big flossing. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to give a shout out, man, to my nephew, Jerron Adams, who came home from Iraq. Thank God for his safe return. No doubt I want to give a shout out to myself, Marvin Adams, from Jackson, South Carolina. And always, you know, I got to give a shout out to my daddy.
I love you.
There it is, man. Show your daddy some love, man. Show your daddy some love. Good morning. Who you letting shine this morning?
What's up, though, Lemon? This is Free from the Rock. I want to give a birthday shout out to my big brother, George Freeman Jr., turning 40 today. Tell him that the world is here. The world is ours, man.
You know, I got somebody on my shine list today, man. Want to send a big, big happy birthday shout out to my big homie, my big dog. You know, we out there on the block with it every day. The Block Love Operations Manager, man. You hold down your family. You hold down Block Love. You're doing a whole lot of good things in the community. You represent your neighborhood, Tanglewood, the Rider. My boy, Toman Murphy, a.k.a. Big Murph. Hey, shine today, big dog. It's your birthday, big homie. And I forgot
happy
one.
Happy birthday, Merv.
I forgot one yesterday. A belated happy anniversary, Shine, and shout out to my brother and his wife, Shamika. So, you know, my brother, Bub, and his wife, Shamika, celebrated.
Happy birthday to him. I'm happy anniversary to him.
Yeah, I think they celebrated their 12th anniversary. So, shout out to him. Happy belated anniversary, big dog. All right, man. Y'all know what's coming up. Miss Justice got the Nose and Neighbor News for you. Your chance to win tickets to go check out that Mike Epps Hip Hop Party featuring Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, and Greg Nice. It's coming up at 7:24 with Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Cardi B wants you to get in on her birthday action. Got details as to what's going on with her. What's going on between Ryan Henry from Black Ink Chicago and his best friend? Oh, y'all don't want to miss this story. And the Billboard Music Awards, they're about to go down. And someone is getting the first ever Changemaker Award. Who is it?
Changemaker Award. Of course, you know, who else would it be but Jay-Z? Hovey's home.
All right, we'll find out who it is coming up next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What's going on here?
Well, hello, nosy neighbors. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, October 13th. Cardi B continues to celebrate her birthday and wants you to get in on the action. The rapper took to Instagram to announce that she is getting ready to drop her first shoe with Reebok. Her Club C sneaker hit shelves on November 13th for $100. Some were lucky enough to get a pair early via the Reebok website. Now, Cardi's C Club line features shoes for both women and toddlers, but you're going to need to become a member on Reebok for access. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards show is just days away, and superstar Brandy has been added to the lineup of performers. This year will be the first time for the singer performing at the Billboard Music Awards. Brandy will take the Infinity stage and perform three songs from her B7 album. Other performers include Alicia Keys, Post Malone, Doja Cat, En Vogue, Khaled, and more. The 2020 Billboard Awards will broadcast live from Los Angeles on NBC tomorrow, Wednesday, October 14th at 8 p.m. And speaking of the Billboard Music Awards, congratulations to Killer Mike. He will receive the first ever Changemaker Award at the upcoming awards show. Killer Mike has been a prominent voice in the culture pushing for change and most recently announcing ownership in a black bank. The Changemaker Award recognizes an artist or group that speaks truth to power through their music and celebrity. Congratulations to him. Ryan Henry's best friend is putting him on blast. Anthony Lindsay claims that the Black Ink Chicago personality has been sleeping with his baby mama all while he was battling cancer. The revelation really took a toll on Anthony, landing him in the hospital after he overdosed. After telling Ryan's baby mama, Rachel, both Ryan and Anthony's baby mama, Nina, blocked him on social media. Ryan has yet to speak out on the situation. Happy birthday to Tisha Campbell Martin and Ashanti. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And y'all already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Larry Mad today has been brought to you by Cool Kid Friday and McDonald's. That's right. Do you have a cool kid? Is your kid something special? Are they doing something big? Well, nominate your kid to be the cool kid each and every week. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com. And hey, they got the button on there. You can nominate your kid to be a cool kid for Cool Kid Friday. We announce the winners each and every week on Cool Kid Friday on Friday inside the Madhouse. And of course, it's all being brought to you by McDonald's. All right. Today, Larry is mad at oh, my goodness, not another one. This one, we're going down to Florida, FLA, Orlando, Florida. Another black man in this country was found hanging from a tree in the middle of a park. Now, the death has already been ruled a suicide by homicide detectives in Orlando, Florida. But the family is saying, nah, we ain't buying it. We are not buying it. That is what the family is saying. And you know what? I was looking this up last night and this morning, and there have been over about 12 or 13 hangings of black men all across the country in the last 7 months. And 95% of them have been ruled a suicide. Now, listen, I ain't the smartest person in the world, and I was born at night, but not last night. I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I ain't the dumbest neither. Now, how in the hell does all these hangings of black men keep getting ruled a suicide? And I'm talking about it doesn't even take long. It's like they arrive to the scene. They do this. They do that. And then next thing you know, it's automatically ruled a suicide. And a few of them, I think about four or five, have taken place in a park. Now, the man's family has said that he wasn't suicidal, that they know of. They, you know, people do go through depression. We're not going to negate that. And they go through it in their own way. However, this man's family and a lot of the other families that people have been found hung from trees have said the same thing. They wasn't suicidal. They wasn't going through anything. But these deaths keep getting ruled a suicide. I think we're going to need an outside investigative team for this whole thing that's going on in America. And I'm going to advise all my brothers and my sisters walking through these parks in different places, be careful. Be extra, extra careful. Be on your phone, talking to somebody or something. Don't be out here walking alone because something ain't clean in the milk. I smell sour milk. It smells sour, and I was told if it looked like a duck, it quacked like a duck, then got it's a duck.
How do you classify? I wonder how do you classify it as a suicide?
Well, they're saying because in a lot of the cases, they, it doesn't look like any foul play. They found a suicide note in some of the cases. That's how they're ruling these a suicide.
But what if you don't find a suicide note?
I don't know. Ms. Jessica, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But a lot of these have been ruled a suicide. And I just don't understand how you go up in a tree and you hang yourself from a tree. I'm trying to picture it. I'm trying to fathom it. But I can't. I just don't know. I don't know. But like I said, people go through depression. They handle it their own way. So I'm not going to negate that. However, something ain't clean in this milk, Jessica. It's just too many. It's just too many. And they keep getting ruled a suicide. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry.
Yeah, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Well, y'all know what time it is, baby. Time to hit this next big thing.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next?
next best thing. You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Y'all know how we do it on the next big thing. We drop the song. Y'all let us know, are we going to keep it? We going to sweep it? And what letter grade you going to get a song? That's right. It's real easy. Keep it, sweep it, letter grade. 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 Because some of y'all will say keep it or sweep it and they won't give you letter grade. So keep it or sweep it, letter grade. You can log on to our Instagram page. You can log on to my Instagram page and my Facebook page. We're live right now. All right. Next big thing today is being brought to you by Making Strides as we make strides against breast cancer. Doing our 4-week virtual challenge. Register right now. Choose your distance goals. You can run, walk, bike, or hike each week from October the 5th through November the 1st. Log on to power98fm.com right now for details. And it's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. All right. Let's hear today's next big thing. It is, the name of the song is called Flatline. Yep, Flatline. Here it is. Check it out. Power 98.
It's like a love-hate situation, you feel me? Yeah. If all dogs go to heaven, then it's R.P. Let you tell it I ain't made for nothing but the streets. Let me tell it you ain't good for nothing but the streets. Intoxicated by the truth, so we only speak. Got a heart full of pain, but it still beat. And if you love me, why you only say it when you weak? Hercules, but right now you got me feeling weak. I love the thought of you, but really we could never be. Got me drinking and driving, my heart is flatlining. We need to retire this. Need a moment of silence, we roaring like lions. The violence, it came equipped. You yelling at me, I'm yelling at you. So who's even listening? Can you hear the dissonance? In two different keys, but we live it is. Only time you say my name is when you want some. Walking around the crib like you trying to show some. Keep on looking back at it, you gon' throw some. And you know I'm super bad, I give you me loving. Now we dripping in the sauce like it's honey mustard. But it don't heal pain, till it make a number. So we multiply the lies and exchange numbers.
And get a call next week from a distant lover. From a different lover, do you really need another? Now we back here in the sheets, wrapped up in the covers. All I do is think about you playing Stevie Wonder. Do we go or do we stop? I'm making Stevie Wonder.
Know your body, your feelings, baby, I want a cup. Sip slow when you go and pull it up. You confide in me, I'm the only one you trust. But it's all about you and it's never hers. But what about me? But still I choose to try to better we. The only one on this boat and it's sinking deep. I'm lost to see it.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side.
South side.
East side.
West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Next big thing is called Flatline today. We need to know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and wet letter grade. You can also call in 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Let us know what we're going to do with it. Keep it, sweep it, and your letter grade.
We're the plug. Power 98.
But it's all about you and it's never hers. But what about me? But still I choose to try to better we. The only one on this boat and it's sinking deep. I'm lost to see it.
None of them there in the Morning Madhouse. That was the next big thing today. It's called Flatline by KT James. That's the name of it. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it at wet letter grade. Find out what Madhouse Nation had to say about it. None of them there in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We on today's next big thing. It's called Flatline by KT James.
Know your body, your feelings, baby. I want a cup. Sip slow when you go and pull it up. You confide in me. I'm the only one you trust. But it's all about you and it's never hers. But what about me? But still I choose to try to better we. The only one on this boat and it's sinking deep. I'm lost to see it.
That's KT James right there. The name of the song is called Flatline. Madhouse Nation, what ye say?
Good morning. Hey, I just have to get my opinion on the keep it or sweep it. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to say sweep it only because I could barely make out some of the lyrics that he was singing, and the title really don't match the song. I'll give him a C though, because he tried.
I give him a C though, because he tried. Well, online, Facebook and Instagram, the votes came in. Woo! With 83% of the people, 83% of the people on Instagram Live and Facebook Live said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a C minus. Alright. How you can get your song on the next big thing and what the Madhouse Nation got to say about the song up next inside the Madhouse.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side. This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
83% of the people said sweep it. Yep. Another bit later, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You already know what it is, man. It's the next big thing Tuesday. Today's next big thing is Flatline by KT James. 83% of the people on Live and Madhouse Nation said sweep it with an overall letter grade.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Of a C minus. Coming up, you can find out what the Madhouse thought about it. Myself and Miss Jessica.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Hey. Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. Today is the next big thing Tuesday. And up on the next big thing today was that big dog, KT James. It's called Flatline.
Know your body, your feelings, baby. I want a cup. Sip slow when you go and pull it up. You confide in me, I'm the only one you trust. But it's all about you and it's never hers. But what about me? But still I choose to try to better we. The only one on this boat and it's sinking deep. I'm lost at sea, yeah.
Yep, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, next big thing right there, KT James. It's called Flatline, and 83% of Madhouse Nation said the song Flatline. They said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a C minus. What you think, Miss Jessica?
I'm probably going to have to agree with Madhouse Nation on this one. And I agree with that other caller that said it was hard to understand what the person was saying, especially during the singing.
Mm-hmm.
There was some type of effect that was over the singing and the mumbling. It sounded like he was mumbling.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult to hear exactly what he was saying when he was singing. And for me, like, as I was listening to it, it's something that just doesn't connect with this song. It sounds old, but maybe trying to have like a new, I don't know. It's just, this one wasn't it for me. So I'm probably going to give it like a D with a sweep.
Madhouse Nation, 83% of the people said sweep it. There was some keeps in there too. But, yeah, I think it was the auto-tune that they put on this song. It was a mild auto-tune effect that kind of threw the song off. And I think the guy can sing a little bit. I think he's okay. He's an okay singer, but I think he needs somebody to write him some good stuff and leave the auto-tune alone. Let's hear the vocals come through. Let us hear you tell the story. It didn't get accomplished in this one right here. Flatline. Like, I kind of got where you was going with it a little bit off the lyrics, but one of the callers said, it didn't really match the song. You didn't take me there. Flatline, I need to hear the pain. I need to hear the pain and everything to get me to the flatline. You didn't get me to the flatline, boss. So, with that said, I'm gonna give it a D and I'm gonna sweep it as well. But I think if you go back and you rework this song, you go back in there and you take the auto tune off, this song might could work because some people have some very good points on the keyboard side. So go back, rework it, man, and bring that thing back. Or you just drop a new one. Just go try again, bro. It's music. You can always go back in the studio and lay down another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So don't get discouraged. Just go down and lay down another. The next one might be the hit. The next one might be it.
For me, it's always like a matter of if I hear the song, like if I hear this song and I'm driving, would I keep it on?
Right.
Or would I turn it off, you know? Or do I sort of zone out? That's sort of like what I use as my basis for Keep It or Sweep It. And this one, I probably would have turned off.
Yeah, I might have hit a pole on this.
Yeah.
I might have
hit a pole.
I might have fell asleep and hit a pole.
Oh.
I might have flatlined.
I just was going to change the channel.
SOS. Man down. SOS.
But I do agree with you in the instance of like, there's something there.
Yeah.
With you talent wise.
And so I just think don't think that talent.
This one is it.
Yeah.
This one isn't it. So go back, try something else, but this one ain't it.
Yeah, this one ain't it. When you leave the studio, you want to leave that with a feeling of, boy, yeah, I got a banger. And let other people hear it before you send it in and not your friends. Just play it somewhere in the park or somewhere, and if people bop to it, then bring it on up here. But hey, if you want your song critique, how can they get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean, radio ready version of your original song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is a girl, Nikki.
What up, Nikki?
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, y'all. Nothing, but
at
least I'm not playing. Make it easy for me.
Nah, you don't get to say what goes on. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Well, y'all might just be getting my hood back, black card.
What? Kick it off, Miss Jessica.
Finish this black mama African proverb. If you can hear,
you can hear.
There it is.
Okay. All right, Nikki. What movie made this line famous? It's gonna rain on your head.
It's gonna rain on your head. You already know that was That Color Purple.
You got it!
You win.
All right, Ms. Nikki, you got it. You win. You are Black Smart. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to check out the Nightmare Carolina this Thursday, located at 1525 Shineville Road in Cleveland, North Carolina. You can come out and enjoy a haunted trail, outdoor movie theater, food trucks, and more. It's all being brought to you by the big dog, Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment. And, of course, you're going to be in the building courtesy of what station, boo?
You already know Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at you, folks.
What do you have to say?
All that Madhouse question of the day, man. You know how it goes down each and every day. We drop it on y'all at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was it today?
We were asking, do you still have a landline phone?
Chris Funny Man Jones said, hell yeah, because I'm grown. I guess the world forgot what to do with him. Queen Hart said, I do only because I'm working from home. Miss Michelle 704 said, yup. Diggy Baby said, yup. Nika J2 said, my kids don't even know what this is. Papulo said, yep, Spectre Business, I have a phone on my desk specifically for work. And then Block Love Charlotte, we don't have one. and a lot of people on my Facebook said, no, they do not have one.
Twin 2, my cuz says, yes, and it's the old kind, the one that plugs into the wall. It's not a cordless. People don't realize that, but that phone will always work and you don't need power. Real My Kid says, yes. My Aunt Shell is chiming in. She says, absolutely. If you want to be sure to get in contact with me, a senior citizen, call my landline. My sister Donisha says, yes. And Cogs 55 says, a lot of people have the triple package from cable, but my dad is 92 years old and still has the house phone with the same number over 50 years now. And I'll say this, my parents still have the same phone number. Yeah, it's been a long, ever since we've lived in Virginia Beach, it's been the same landline number. They have never switched it.
I am surprised the majority of the people on my page said yes, they do have a landline.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had more yeses than I had no's.
I did. So mine was crazy. So on my Instagram, I had a lot of yeses, but on my Facebook, I had a lot of no's. That's what was crazy about it. You know, Madhouse voicemail always popping, 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
What's going on, Larry? It's your boy, Monte West Boulevard. You know, that's a good-ass question, man. And I got it there.
Ooh, good morning, Meg. Yes, crazy old house. Ooh, it's good to be back. Honey, I think I left some of my heart in San Francisco. But it's one thing I got to address this morning. That old dirty dog couldn't buy me a Rolls Royce, a BMW, or a Benz, because I would never be his friend. That Mr. What the Hell, I tell you, I'm going to catch you in the alley. I'm going to grab you by that wet wave and have you screaming like, Sally, I'm going to pin you down and hump, hump, hump until like B2K, you go bump, bump, bump. I'm going to grab you by your back until I get that whack. This curve going to calm your nerves. This hook going to make you write a book. I'm going to grab you by your toes, knees, and elbows. And the only thing you're going to do is open your mouth and taste this rainbow. Ooh.
Oh, give the point to Toodles today. Wow. I just, that
not the rhyme, though. That made a rhyme with it.
This man made a whole nursery rhyme.
That man hit with the Dr. Seuss.
Will you eat them there? I will eat them everywhere.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, 704-227-8780. If you got it on your mind, you can let it off.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Hey, listen, we still got tickets for this haunted nightmare in Carolina. You want these tickets, man, call a number 9 right now. Hit me up right now. You got to be calling number 9, 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. If you want to go to this haunted trail with a family 4-pack, got you. Being brought to you by Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment. Somebody trying to go check out this nightmare in Carolina. Good morning.
Morning.
Whoa, who it is?
Nicole.
What's up, Nicole? What you doing, though?
At the washer right now.
At the washer? What type of washer you at? The car wash or the washerette?
No, the washerette. Washing clothes.
You washing clothes? Girl, you still go to the laundromat.
Hey, she at the washerette and she listening to Power 98. That's the way to do it.
Where you from, baby?
Reachburg?
Yeah,
I told you I'm country.
Yeah, you country. Baby, you calling number 9. You need these tickets. You need to go do something with your life.
That's what it is.
Dollar Baby Entertainment presents A Nightmare in Carolinas. You're going to be in the building this Thursday, 1525 Shineville Road in Cleveland. It includes a haunted trail, outdoor movie theater, and food trucks and more. And we're going to give you this family 4-pack courtesy of West Station, baby.
Power 98.
And you stop watching. You need some gain or a tide or something?
No, I got it. You trying to be funny.
On Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor news for Tuesday, October 13th. Cardi B, she continues to celebrate her birthday and wants you to get in on the action. The rapper took to Instagram to announce that she is getting ready to drop her first shoe with Reebok. It's the Club C sneaker, and it's going to hit shelves on November 13th, and it's only going to cost you about $100. Now, some were lucky enough to get a pair early via the Reebok website. Cardi C Club line features shoes for both women and toddlers, but you're going to have to become a member on Reebok for access to them. So I suspect these will sell out.
You already know that. You know they about to sell out. Okay, Cordy, I see you out there, Cordy.
Well, we are getting ready for the 2020 Billboard Music Awards. It is tomorrow, actually. And Brandy has been added to the lineup of performers. It's going to be her first time performing at the Billboard Music Awards. She is going to perform 3 songs from her B7 album. Other performers include Alicia Keys, Post Malone, Doja Cat, and Vogue, Khaled, and more. Like I said, it's going down tomorrow at 8 p.m. broadcasting live
from LA. And also happening at the Billboard Music Awards, they're going to be giving out the first ever Changemaker Award. It's going to Killer Mike. He has been a prominent voice in the culture, pushing for change. And most recently, you know, he announced his ownership in a black bank. The Changemaker Award recognizes an artist or a group that speaks truth to power through their music and celebrity. So, shout out to him. That's huge.
Yeah, man. Killer Mike is making big moves, man, in life and in the culture. So, man, big, big shout out to Killer Mike.
Well, my bestie came through for protesters in Wisconsin who were arrested while demonstrating for justice in the death of Alvin Cole. He was a 17-year-old black teenager that was shot and killed by police on February 2nd. Jay and Team Rock paid the bail and citation fees for protesters, including the mother and three sisters of Cole. Now, last week when the Milwaukee County District Attorney announced that no charges will be brought against the police officer involved in this case, riots broke out everywhere. For months, Team Rock followed this case and in July took out a full-page ad in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel calling for the immediate firing and prosecution of that lawyer. So shout out to Jay-Z and Team Rock.
Okay, Jay-Z, I need you to go get some folk out of jail for me, man. Holla at your boy.
Happy birthday to
Why
Ashanti.
Why you look like that? He ain't gonna get no people out of jail for me.
See
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Happy birthday to Ashanti.
Hey, Ashanti.
Tisha Campbell Martin. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor.
I used to love me some Tisha Campbell Martin. Yes, sir.
The neighborhood.
Jessica. Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.